2 Kings, chapter 9. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, Gird up your loins, and take this vial of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when you come there, look there for Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat the son of Nimshi, and go in, and make him arise up from among his brothers, and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the vial of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, Thus says Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door, and flee, and don't tarry. So the young man, even the young man the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, look, the captains of the host were sitting, and he said, I have a message for you, O captain. And Jehu said, To which of us all? And he said, To you, O captain. And he arose, and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head, and said to him, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, I have anointed you king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel. And you will strike the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my slaves the prophets, and the blood of all the slaves of Yahweh, at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab will perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every one urinating against a wall, whether slave or free in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And the dogs will eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there will be none to bury her. And he opened the door, and fled. Then Jehu came forth to the slaves of his lord, and one said to him, Is all well? Why did this insane fellow come to you? And he said to them, You know the man and what his talk was. And they said, It is false, tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then they hurried, and took every man his garment, and put it under him on the top of the stairs, and blew the trumpet, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat the son of Nimshi conspired against Joram. Now Joram was keeping Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael king of Syria. But King Joram had returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him, when he fought with Hazael king of Syria, and Jehu said, If it is in your soul, then let none escape and go forth out of the city, to go to tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot, and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah king of Judah came down to see Joram. Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came, and said, I see a company. And Joram said, Take a horseman, and send to meet them, and let him say, Is it peace? So one went on horseback to meet him, and said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? And Jehu said, What have you to do with peace? Turn behind me. And the watchman told, saying, The messenger came to them, but he didn't come back. Then he sent out a second on horseback, who came to them, and said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? And Jehu answered, What have you to do with peace? Turn behind me. And the watchman told, saying, He came even to them, and didn't come back, and the driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously. And Joram said, Get ready. And they got his chariot ready. And Joram king of Israel and Ahaziah king of Judah went out, each in his chariot, and they went out to meet Jehu, and found him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace, so long as the prostitution of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many? And Joram turned his hands, and fled, and said to Ahaziah, There is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Jehu drew his bow with his full strength, and struck Joram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidkar his captain, Take up, and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite, for remember how that, when I and you rode together after Ahab his father, Yahweh laid this burden on him. Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth, and the blood of his sons, says Yahweh, and I will repay you in this plot of ground, says Yahweh. Now therefore take and cast him into the plot, according to the word of Yahweh. But when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house. And Jehu followed after him, and said, Him too. Kill him. This happened in the chariot at the ascent of Gur, which is by Iblaim. And he fled to Megiddo, and died there. And his slaves carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, and buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of David. And in the 11th year of Joram the son of Ahab, Ahaziah began to reign over Judah. And when Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her eyes, and attired her head, and looked out at the window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "Is it peace, Zimri, your master's murderer?" And he lifted up his face to the window, and said, "Who is on my side?" "Who?" And two or three eunuchs looked up to him. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall, and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. And when he came in, he ate and drank, and he said, "See now to this cursed woman, and bury her, for she's a king's daughter." And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull, and the feet, and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back, and told him. And he said, "This is the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by his slave Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel will the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. And the body of Jezebel will be as dung on the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they will not say, This is Jezebel."